commiserations, so close, but I suppose if you're going to lose to anyone, it might as well be Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. We was in a meeting this morning, actually, and sat next to Scott organising some things for the year, and I'd have been happy with top three finish today. Diva's coming back into form the last few weeks, and really the jump up wasn't going quite as planned before me, so I did everything I could. I think I took every chance possible. A little bit wider to the second jump maybe, but then I saw Scott, he turned tight. We would technically call that not done quite how you should do it, how Scott did, and then he had to add a stride, corrected his mistake and was still faster, and that's where small margins at high end of the sport, and he did an unbelievable job today.
But on a day when we are celebrating equestrian sport in terms of Nick being nominated for sports personality, to have two British riders in the top two in the big annual class in this country, that's good.
Absolutely. People are very quick to be negative about the sport as a whole if we don't win a medal in the team or something, but you know, myself, Scott, many other riders, we're working hard every week, bringing in results, and it's great to ride at home this time of year and finish 1-2 in this class. So just feel sorry for Diva. She was second last year here, second this year, and it would be nice for her just to get some acknowledgement as the win, but that sport.
It was a cheeky hand gesture at the end. What was that? I noticed when you went clear in the jump off.
I mean, it's been hard work with her. She's she lost form this year just at the wrong time before the Olympic Games, and I ended up taking another horse, and she's been fit, but she just maybe needed a break mentally. We've come back recently, she's felt on form, she won a class in Madrid, and just nice for the owners. They've been very supportive of me with her and my whole team, so a bit of a relief maybe there at the end.
Well, very well done today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.